Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuc. The Solid Sound Festival, Wilco's Music and Arts Festival, invades Mass MoCA's newly expanded campus in North Adams, Massachusetts this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. At 6:30 p.m. on Friday, the first act will take the stage in Courtyard C, and that act is Nancy and Beth.
You say I'm not good looking, but you must be mistaken, 'cause 100,000 women can't be wrong.
You may know them better as Megan Mullally and Stephanie Hunt, the former of Will and Grace and Parks and Recreation fame with a number of Broadway shows on her CV, and the latter an Austin-based musician with the band Ghost Songs and cast member of the much-loved television series Friday Night Lights. Mullally and Hunt, as Nancy and Beth, released their self-titled debut in April. The exact reason their music is so good makes it difficult to tell them apart on the phone.
This is Stephanie here.
This is Megan.
See? Or rather, here? But we'll do our best to make it clear, possibly by reusing those same clips of them identifying themselves. The two women met while they were both working on a movie in Texas. Stephanie tells us how that turned into them singing together.
I knew that Megan could sing because I knew that, and then she also sang this scene in the movie. And it had been a big hubbaloo on set. Everybody was like, oh my God, it's so cool when she sings this thing.
It was supposed to be dialogue, and then the director said, just sing it.
So it was like, oh my God. And I also write songs, and I had asked Megan if she wanted to hear some because I was carrying my ukulele around. So we got in a car because it was super hot outside, and we blasted the air conditioning, and I sang a song, but I gave her a part to sing with me because I knew she could sing, and then we both had a double take.
Our voices just blended so well that it was kind of weird.
So how does a startlingly good sound in a car near a movie set become a touring band with an album?
Well, we didn't set out to do that. It was all very laissez-faire. This is Megan, by the way. We just were playing and singing together because we like to do it, and we were hanging out together and becoming really good friends, and so that was just part of it. And then Nick...
Megan Mullally's husband is actor, woodworker, and Jeff Tweedy pal Nick Offerman, who will also be at Solid Sound, participating in Saturday's Hunter Center comedy shows.
We opened for Nick a couple of times, but it was very lo-fi. It was just me and Stephanie played ukulele. I now play ukulele, but I didn't at the time, if I copied Stephanie. And then we went to Austin and decided we would record a couple things, so we just, like, cast a net out for some musicians to come in and record with us in this little recording studio that was in somebody's groovy house in Austin. And that ended up being like two of our actual band members. Our bass player, who's now our manager, and our keyboard player were in that original group of people that we just randomly, you know, put together. So then we took a three-year hiatus from performing all together, which is, of course, what you do when you're trying to build momentum. But during the 3 years, we made the record, and we also shot the cover art for the record. And then we just started back again, and we put the record out on April 7th, and we had our first show on April 8th. We've been touring ever since. And it's been going really great, and we're just really happy. And we never, you know, now the band, after the three-year hiatus, well, it's kind of during that period of time, Stephanie and I got together a lot and worked in front of the mirror, and we worked on choreography, and I choreographed a bunch of new songs, and I re-choreographed some old songs, and we really stepped it up in the dance arena. So for those of you who like fine dance, you will like Nancy and Beth. And then, of course, we sing in close harmony, and we have five-piece band behind us. And we have costumes now, and there's kind of a showbiz exclamation point element.
This is Stephanie here. It's like a canvas for whatever we want to do, and it's been getting weirder and weirder as we've been touring more and more.
Megan and Stephanie found that more than just their voices match, making it truly fun for them to pick songs.
It's funny. You'd think, because Stephanie's 30 years younger than I, that I'd be able to stump her in the old music department, but no. Like, I'll pull out some obscure obscure song from the 30s, and she'll be like, of that? Of course.
We're kindred spirits in our musicality.
They call the list of songs they respond to the freakout list.
It's on index cards. We laid them all out on the floor in a grid once. We laid out all the songs we wanted, and then we consolidated. And it's a scientific process. It's been tested and proven to be accurate, the freakout list. So we have that, and we keep adding to it and subtracting from it. But, I mean, I would say 70% of the songs on the freakout list have made it into performance.
I was going to say 80, but,
yeah.
Yeah, it just takes a good pair of ears to know what should be on the freakout list.
How did you decide what songs to record for the album?
It was funny because some of the songs that we used to really love to do in performance didn't translate as well in this, you know, in the studio. It was kind of like, oh, that's kind of just laying there without the choreography. So that's kind of how we did it. We just went by which songs could stand alone on their own without any visuals. And we wanted to make, you know, we do such a weird eclectic mix of songs from all different genres and eras. We don't want to repeat ourselves. We wanted there to be like each song to be very different from the next. I think most bands try to develop a sound, but I guess we haven't thought about that. Yeah, I don't think we're ever going to do that.
No.
Have you encountered a song that you both like, but haven't been able to make work, haven't been able to feel like you could perform it?
Yes, we have. Yes, we have. And we keep singing it and trying, but the fact that our voices are high, it's called, should I say what it is? It's called Open Up the Doghouse.
We will press charges if somebody steals stuff. I don't think Radiohead's going to be rushing out to cover it.
Dean Martin and who's the other guy?
Nat King Cole.
Oh, Nat King Cole. And it's about them needing to put their ladies in the doghouse because they're spending too much money and want too many fur coats and things. So they talk about slapping them.
I think that the men are saying that they're going to get in trouble. Wait, no, maybe you're
open up the doghouse because two cats are coming in.
They're trying to open up the doghouse. Open up the doghouse. Open up the doghouse. Two cats are coming in. But then the rest of it is all like, so Dean, I hear your wife bought a mink coat. And so it's all dialogue. The rest of it's all dialogue. And then at one point, when they're talking about the fact that their wives have spent too much money, they're like, yeah, you got to put them in your place. And one of them says, you got to slap them.
What if you wrote it with your own dialogue?
Well, no. Oh, God, no. The dialogue is beyond genius.
Similar to the I Don't Love Her vein of when you're saying these
The Gucci Mane song that you do on the album.
Yeah, when we're performing it, it takes on a new dimension.
Yeah.
It's just that we realized when we were rehearsing it that we want to put some kind of effect on our voices to make us sound more like dudes, and we haven't been able to, like, we just don't have the technology.
We can't play any of the fairly explicit I Don't Love Her by Gucci Mane, performed by Nancy and Beth on their album, but here's a bit of them singing Rufus Wainwright's Vibrate.
My phone's on fire. Vibrate for you. Electro clashes karaoke too. I tried to dance Britney Spears. I guess I'm getting on in years.
You mentioned the album cover, which is the two of you gloriously nude with text tastefully covering the bits that mightn't be permitted in circles. How did you come up? Whose idea was it to pose nude? Whose idea was the album cover?
That might have been mine. You know, I thought, this is our debut. Like, what better calling card? Like, how much how much simpler could one hello to you be than us Starkers on the Cove? Because, you know, really, I thought, I just couldn't, we went through all these different ideas, like, oh, we're dressed as nuns, or, you know, just all these crazy things. And then I was like, wait, we kind of just stripped us down to the bare essentials. And I didn't mean it literally at the time. I was just thinking that. Because it's our introduction to the globe. So then I thought, oh, wait, if we're really going to strip it down to the bare essentials, then we're going to strip it down to the bare essentials. So we did. The very first time I mentioned it to Stephanie, she was like, I don't know, Meg. And then the next time she was like, yeah.
Yeah, because I realized with all of our songs, they're so diverse and they're so crazy. And we don't, like we were saying, this whole sound idea, that it seemed that this was the most unifying message to put out there of what is going through the commonality of all the
music. Yeah, it's just is us, the two of us. And since we have this age difference and everything, I thought it was really, that was part of it, a big part of it for me was the age difference, because I thought it was very interesting to see a 27-year-old and 57-year-old, you know, two females, just standing there very plain, very neutral, not sexualized in any way, and just whatever that means to you, just two human beings on the planet, and then also a commentary in its own way, if you so choose, about friendship and age and does it matter, doesn't it matter, you know, mm-hmm. all of that.
And then
it's very deep.
It's very deep. It's clean and fresh and wonderful and deep.
But then we wanted to, you know, we wanted to be sure with the back cover when you turn the record over that you see that we're not taking ourselves seriously. So I think the back cover really gets that point across pretty clearly.
Mm-hmm. That we didn't find out until the day of shooting it that our proportions, when we saw it next to each other, they're like exactly the same.
Yeah,
we didn't shoot. I shot my singles first, and then Stephanie, you know, I put my robe on and went away, and then Stephanie came in and shot hers. We didn't want to stand there naked together all day. And then I said, well, let's look at a picture of me and a picture of Stephanie side by side. They put two pictures up, and I'm like, wait, did you mess with those so that we're exactly the same size? And they were like, no, this is how you guys are. We had no idea.
Which makes you, as a dance pair, look even more appealing than if you were very different sizes.
Yeah, there's a real twins element that's crept in. And we wear costumes that are identical, so, you know, that helps also.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned a moment ago that this would be your introduction to the globe, but of course, you're both of you well known for previous projects. Do you really think about it this way? Like, this is a new thing and a new introduction to the world?
Yeah, because, you know, strangely, even though I've done 3 Broadway musicals and a ton of other things that involve me singing and or dancing, not one single person outside of you, me, Stephanie, and my mom know that I sing.
This is Stephanie here. I've done stuff, but I haven't ever released any of my music or any music also, so this is an introduction as well.
Nancy and Beth are performing this Friday at the Solid Sound Festival at Mass MoCA in North Adams, Massachusetts.
Jack, you dead. When a chick is smiling at you, even though there's nothing said, if you stand there like a statue, Jack, you dead. You've been always kicking, but you stub your toe when you ups and kicks the bucket, just like old man Moe's. When you get no kicks from loving, Jack, you dead.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.